Mark Tagubin, hello friend, and greetings again in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is He, the Lord Jesus Christ, which came down from heaven to give life unto the world. And verse 35 of John 6 states, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, how wonderful it is to know Him, to talk about Him, to share Him with others. I got so excited last time in our time together that I went into a review of justification. The justification, how I thank the Lord for justification and the blessing of justification, the benefits of justification. The Lord just is so good. So good to justify us, and there's so many benefits, so many blessings that come as a result that's seen here in Romans chapter 5. Oh, I love the Word of God. I love the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I love the truth. And beloved, it's such a joy and privilege and pleasure to be able to come to you and share with you these truths. Well, in Romans 5:5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Yes, the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. He teaches us and helps us to understand and experience the precious love of God. And you recall we've gone to John chapter 15, where we talked about the source of God's love, where Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the caretaker of the vineyard. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Yes, I have known believers that had drifted so far away from God and were no longer bringing forth any fruit, and the Lord took them home early. I have known many believers who have gone home long before they normally would have had they walked in obedience to the Lord, but because of their own sin and because of rebellion against the Lord, God took them home early and took them out before they brought more disgrace and dishonor on His name, and because they were no longer producing fruit. He taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's why God allows trials and troubles and tribulation in the life of believers, that we might be more fruitful. Because through tribulation we learn patience, and as we learn to wait upon the Lord, we renew our strength, and we see God working through situations and circumstances, and so we trust in Him and try not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to recognize He's at work and to let Him direct our steps. And then, beloved, we learn experience that God is faithful and that we can trust Him. And so, beloved, bearing fruit, we become more fruitful through the purging, and that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the Word which I've spoken unto us. That's why, beloved, we need to get into the Word daily, because the Word of God is food for our spiritual man. It strengthens us. The simple truths of God's Word enable us to grow into knowing and understanding the more involved truths of God's Word. And thus, reading the Word is beneficial and profitable. And I've heard some say, well, you don't want to just read the Bible through. But, beloved, even that is beneficial and profitable. I remember an evangelist that was visiting in a foreign country where they had to wash their clothes in the streams, and they didn't have the modern conveniences we have here in the United States of America. And so this lady washing her clothes on the riverbank and was sloshing them up and down on the rocks. And the evangelist walked by, and she looked up and saw him and spoke to him and said, I heard you last time you were here. and said, it changed my life. And he said, well, what was I speaking about? She said, well, I don't remember, but said, it changed my life because the truth penetrated my heart. And he said, well, if you don't remember, said, how was it that it changed your life? She said, well, it gave me faith to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it cleansed my spirit. And he said, well, how? She said, well, said, you see the water here up above where I'm washing? You see how clear and clean it is? Look at the water down below where I'm washing my clothes. You see the dirt? She said, as the water flows through the clothes, it carries away the dirt. And she said, that's the way it was with the Word of God. She said, it carried away the dirt. Well, beloved, it does. And so that's why we're clean through the Word which the Lord's spoken to us. As we read the Word, it has a cleansing effect upon us. It opens our eyes to the truth. It convicts us of sin, so we confess and acknowledge the sin. And it has a cleansing effect. And thus, verse 4, abide in me, Jesus says, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. You see, beloved, it's through abiding in Jesus Christ. It's through walking in communion with Him and walking in fellowship with Him. It's through acknowledging to Him we need Him in our life and admitting that we cannot live the Christian life in our own strength and in our own ability, but we draw upon the strength of the indwelling Spirit of Christ, as Romans 8:9 calls the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. And so Christ is living in us through the Holy Spirit, and as we're dependent upon Him, He strengthens us, and He produces His love in and through us. Verse 5, He says, I am the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. And so we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God lives in the believer, as we've already seen in John 3 and verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the Holy Spirit of God that brings about new birth within our spirit. He's the one that does the work of salvation. He's the one that makes us pure and clean, and that's 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 states, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, speaking to believers. And so the Holy Spirit lives within our spirit. He's made us pure and clean and holy. He's justified us in our spirit. And so He desires to produce the fruit, His fruit within our spirit. And what is the fruit of the Spirit? Well, look at Galatians chapter 5, if you would, please, and notice verse 22 and 23. The fruit that the Spirit of Christ produces in our lives as we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 22 of Galatians 5 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. There it is, beloved. The love of God is produced in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, He is the one who makes the love of God a reality within us and produces that agape love to enable us to love our enemies, to pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us, to let them see Christ in and through us, to be faithful in doing the job that we're given to do and doing the work that brings glory and honor and praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll read Ephesians 5:18 through the first part of chapter 6, you'll see that the Holy Spirit will make you a better worker. The Holy Spirit will cause you to give a day's work to your boss and not to be just fooling away your time when the boss isn't looking and just doing things when the boss is looking, but being faithful to do the work that you're being paid to do. One time, I may have mentioned this before, my daughter was working in a bank. And she was a newcomer to the bank, but she learned what was involved, and she was diligent in doing the work the boss gave her to do. And so she began to be promoted above the other girls that were there in the bank. And they became jealous because they said, "We've been here a lot longer than you have, and here you are being promoted, and we've been here longer. We ought to be the ones promoted." Well, the boss saw that Rebecca was faithful to work. She put out more work than these other gals, because when the boss wasn't around, they were working on their fingernails and polishing their fingernails, and they were visiting and chatting with one another, and they were wasting time until the boss came in, and then everything was hush-hush and get back to work. And so he saw that Rebecca was faithful to do her job, and she put out a lot more work than these others, and that's why she was promoted. And eventually he wanted to put her in charge of the banks that he had. He had a number of banks in that town, and he wanted to put her in charge of all the banks, but they were moving, and so she couldn't stay and couldn't be involved. But you see, faithfulness, that's what the Holy Spirit of God does in our life. He helps us to love the Lord and to be a witness and testimony on the job, by the job we do, doing a good job for the Lord. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts with the Holy Spirit, and thus He produces this fruit of love. And joy comes as a result of being obedient, doing a good job. We feel good at the end of the day because we've done a good job. We put in the work we were supposed to do, and we've been a good witness and testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And peace, the peace of God, comes through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Patience, long-suffering, the Holy Spirit produces that. Gentleness, He helps us to be gentle and teaches us to be compassionate, kind, and gentle. And goodness. Goodness is part of that fruit of the Spirit. Righteousness and faith. Meekness, being meek. Meekness is strength that's under control. That's what meekness is. It's strength under control, so that one's obedient to those who are in authority over them. And even though they have strength to put down others that may be critical or fault-finding, instead of putting them down, they're meek to let the Lord handle the matter and take care of the difficulty. And temperance means self-control. The Holy Spirit teaches us to bring the old flesh into subjection to the obedience of Christ, to put down carnal lusts and sinful desires and wicked wants and evil imaginations, to put them aside and to cast them down, and to bring this old flesh under control of the Holy Spirit, to yield to the Spirit of God. Oh, beloved, all of this is involved in the love of God and the fruit that He produces in our life as we yield to Him and submit and abide in Him. Till next time, goodbye.